Welcome to the Little Victorian Boy podcast. I'm TikTok sensation Little Victorian Boy, and I'm here to tell you a story. This episode's story is called Vibe Ranch. Enjoy! The Vibe Ranch was the premier content creation house in North America, and Tristan was its newest member. His content was all about body positivity, mental health awareness, and hot boy swag. He had a modest following of 400,000 followers, but the Vibe Ranch gave him the opportunity to collab with top-tier influencers like Goldie Jones, Michelle Hart, and of course, the founder of the ranch, the Grunkle. Tristan's following had already doubled since joining, and his collab with Michelle Hart was fast becoming his most popular video. They danced to the FreeCreditReport.com song, but just at the end, they burst into laughter. This is how all of Michelle Hart's videos went, a sincere attempt at a TikTok trend, and then feigning embarrassment to show that she was a real person. "You're so cute together," said user 15437843. "And I'll never find love like that," commented Mark is God's Will 69. Michelle suggested they pretend to have chemistry. This would set the social media world ablaze in a will-they-won't-they saga for the ages. Actually, she had done this with every member of the ranch, save for the Grunkle. No one ever collaborated with the Grunkle. And since moving to the ranch, Tristan had never even seen him. Anytime he asked about the Grunkle, all the other housemates would say, "Oh, the Grunkle never leaves his room," or, "That's just Grunkle." It was so strange to Tristan. How could someone with 100 million followers be so reclusive? Why would the founder of Vibe Ranch not want to collaborate with other creators? And why, for the life of me, can't I remember any details of the Grunkle's content? Tristan had been a devout Grunkle follower long before he built up the courage to post anything of his own, and he remembered spending nights watching endless Grunkle videos, yet any time he tried to explain what the Grunkle did, or even what the Grunkle looked like, he'd draw a blank. "That's the beauty of the Grunkle," said Michelle. "You don't need to remember his content. It's the feeling that matters." She was right. The Grunkle made you feel seen, feel loved. Whatever it is that you needed, the Grunkle would fulfill. Whether the Grunkle was dancing, singing, or telling jokes, it didn't matter. The Grunkle was the Grunkle, and you loved him. "Without the Grunkle, I'd never gotten my sponsorship with Cricket Wireless," Goldie told Tristan, as she carefully selected the perfect wig for her next makeup tutorial. "So, you've met him?" asked Tristan. "Oh, of course," said Goldie. "Once you hit 1 million followers, he invites you to his room, and that's when you get your brand deal." The brand deal. The ultimate influencer goal. Once you're sponsored, you're set for life. But to Tristan, the chance to meet his hero, the Grunkle, was far more important. So, Tristan created hard, every trend, every dance, every challenge, no matter how elaborate or demeaning, he did it. And then came the day. Michelle Hart had just broken up with him, and his video opening up about the relationship went instantly viral, pushing his follower count closer and closer to that magic number, 999,998,99,1,000,000. "Prepare him for the Grunkle," screamed Goldie Jones as the members of Vibe Ranch gathered around Tristan and began removing his clothes. They peeled away his hot boy swag, taking off his gauges, bracelets, rings, and necklaces. His eyeliner and nail polish were removed before his naked body was brushed with oils and herbs. Now anointed and ready for the Grunkle, Tristan stood in the foyer before the center staircase that led directly to the Grunkle's circular door. His influencer housemates began to growl and gnash their teeth as he ascended. The closer Tristan got to the door, the wilder and more feral they became. He knew that if he turned back now, the maenads would tear him limb from limb and feast on his bare flesh. It mattered not. Tristan wanted to go. There was but one road. The road to the Grunkle. He reached the top of the stairs. The Grunkle's doors opened into pure darkness, and the circular frame glowed a blinding white light. He could hear nothing but the sound of his housemates' demented screams. Tristan crossed the threshold. The doors slammed shut behind him, and there was silence and darkness. As his eyes began to adjust, the Grunkle's room revealed itself. A twin bed with astronaut sheets, a wall covered in glow-in-the-dark stars, dirty clothes on the ground, and a poster of Anderson Cooper's reality show, The mole. Tristan recognized the room instantly. It was his childhood bedroom. As he walked into the center of the room, he heard someone crying very softly from underneath the bed. He bent down to see who was there, but when he looked, all he saw was a dead dove lying motionless on the floor. My mother used to call me her little dove, thought Tristan. That is, before the accident. He picked up the bird and held its limp, lifeless body in his hands. Please don't be dead, he whimpered. The dove began rapidly decaying, flesh and organs writhing in a mound of mold and maggots, inflating and deflating in one final breath. Soon all that was left of the bird was its skeleton, and resting in the rib cage where its heart once beat was a key. A little golden key. As Tristan picked up the key, the skeleton, the bed, the poster, the whole room faded away as if it were made of a fine smoke, leaving him in an endless darkness. Hello? Tristan called into the echoey void. What do I do with this? Hello? Tristan? A voice so familiar called out. You shouldn't be here. Tristan turned to see his mother standing before him. The last time he had seen her, he was 5 years old and she was in the hospital. Tubes. He remembered she was covered in tubes, sticking out of her arms and mouth. He knew now that it was a ventilator and IVs, but to a 5-year-old, it was a monster. The tube monster. That's what he hid from underneath his bed every night, crying, missing his mother. It was the tube monster that took Mommy away, but here she was, standing before him. Healthy, awake, alive. Oh, my dove, why are you here? She said. I'm here to see the Grunkle, said Tristan. To get my brand deal? Oh, no, little dove. You should not have come. This is not a safe place. But where am I? You must go. Tristan, before it's too late, before he finds you. Oh, no. Not my son. Stay away from him. Out of the darkness, tubes began to emerge and wrap around her legs. Mom! Yelled Tristan. She tried to speak, but as she opened her mouth, a ventilator tube shot down her throat. Tristan frantically tore at the tubes, attempting to free her, but more kept coming, pulling her down deeper into the darkness. As Tristan tried desperately to pull her back up, the tubes began wrapping around his arms. He pulled back, freeing himself. Terrified, Tristan ran, but tubes burst forth from every footstep, joining the others into a swirling leviathan of medical supplies that chased him further and further into the endless nothingness. Tristan ran for what felt like hours. He was tired, his legs burned, and his heart pounded. He couldn't let it catch him. He couldn't, and just as he felt the last of his strength fading, he saw a circular door. He ran as fast and as hard as he could, burst through it. He slammed the door shut behind him, fell to the floor, weeping. Tristan! You made it. Tristan looked up, wiped the tears from his eyes, and saw the face of the Grunkle. He was an old man with a red beard and yellow eyes. He was hunched over and walked with an iron cane. My mother, she's back there. I tried to save her. Those things. Oh, Tristan, your mother's dead. You must have been having a nightmare. It's okay. You're safe now. You're with me, the Grunkle. The Grunkle picked Tristan up off the ground with a surprising strength for an old man, and they stood together in the Grunkle's room. On one side there was a large fireplace, and on the other a wall of shelves full of thousands of little boxes, each with a golden lock. Now I've been giving this much thought, Tristan. I've narrowed it down to these two. The Grunkle snapped his long, spindly fingers, and two boxes floated off the shelves and paused, hovering in front of Tristan. I'll leave it up to you. It's all your choice. Tristan stared at the Grunkle's boxes. What's in them? He asked. Your future, of course. You have the key, Tristan. All you have to do is unlock it. Tristan carefully considered both boxes, but neither seemed right. Just as he was about to pick one at random, he heard a beating sound. Dum, dum, dum. What's that sound? He asked. Ignore it and choose, said the Grunkle. The sound was coming from another box on the shelf, a black box covered in dust, and it kept getting louder and louder and louder. It was calling to him. "So, which will it be, my boy?"
"Neither," said Tristan. "I think I'd like to choose that box over there."
"Are you sure?"
"Yes, I'm sure."
The Grunkle smiled and summoned the third box with a wave of his hand. Tristan inserted his golden key into the lock. He turned it, and the lid popped open, and inside was a little piece of iron in the shape of the letter B.
"What is it?" asked Tristan.
"Well, let me show you," said the Grunkle, as he picked the B out of the box and fixed it to the tip of his iron cane. Then he placed it into the fire, and it quickly began to glow red.
"Actually, I think I'd like to leave," said Tristan, starting to realize what brand deal really meant.
"Oh, it's too late for that now, my boy." And the Grunkle turned toward him, now standing at his full height, towering over Tristan and holding his cane with the blazing red B.
Tristan tried to run for the door, but the Grunkle snapped his fingers and every muscle in Tristan's body clenched all at once. He was frozen in place.
The Grunkle began waving his hands as if conducting an orchestra, and Tristan's body rose off the ground and, just like the boxes, floated toward the Grunkle.
"Now, Tristan, I'd love to tell you that this won't hurt, but I hate to lie to you."
And the Grunkle plunged the blazing red bee into Tristan's bare chest. He screamed through his clenched teeth, and every pain receptor in his brain fired simultaneously. The Grunkle pulled the brand away, and smoke rose from Tristan's burning flesh. The Grunkle inhaled it in one large breath, and his mouth began to open wider and wider, transforming into a perfect circle, an immense, all-consuming black hole bound by a ring of sharp white teeth. This was the Grunkle's true form, and Tristan dangled before it, helpless. He could see nothing but its teeth, emanating a blinding light. He heard nothing but the scream of wind sucking into the vacuum of the Grunkle's open throat, and he felt nothing but pain. Pain and fear. Then it all stopped.
All at once. The pain subsided, the light dimmed, the scream of the wind fell silent, and Tristan noticed that he wasn't staring at the Grunkle's mouth anymore, but into a ring light.
"Come on, Tristan, it's time to tell the world about your new brand deal," said Michelle Hart, standing behind the camera with Goldie Jones and the rest of the Vibe Ranch.
Tristan was in front of the pool, in his bathing suit. He looked down at his chest, and there was no wound, nothing but smooth, hairless skin. But deep down, deep inside, Tristan could feel it. Feel the mark the Grunkle had left. The mark that would forever tether him to his new master. He had been branded with the logo
for Bang Energy Drink, now in nectarine, blueberry, and mango bango flavor. Tristan cracked open a mango bango and began chugging it before his friends threw him into the pool. Ah, these kids, they're so silly and fun.
Well, that's the story of Vibranch and how Tristan got his brand deal. If you'd like to save me from the Grunkle and support my comedy directly, you can become a member of my Patreon at patreon.com/littlevictorianboy. Donate as little or as much as you'd like and get access to some exclusive content, including a bonus podcast episode. You don't want to miss that. Have a wonderful day and enjoy the rest of your life.